Let's pray. Holy God, it is indeed a joy always to be in your presence and to do so with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Time to worship you. When we think of you, Holy One, there are so many images that come to mind, and some of them are our favorites. As the Bible speaks of them, you are a rock, a mighty fortress, a judge, a loving parent, an awesome creator, a loving redeemer, and a shepherd. We praise you that you are all these things and so much more. We cannot even begin to capture all of your greatness, the wonder of your creative power, the depth and breadth of your wisdom, your beauty. We can and do praise you as best we can. You indeed are a great God. Lord, as a shepherd, you care for us and you lovingly direct us along the path of life. And if you are as a shepherd, then we are like sheep, which frankly doesn't say a whole lot about us, Lord. Like sheep, we don't know which way to go most of the time. We are easily distracted. Our stomachs can get us into trouble. More often than not, we are unable to see danger even when we step on it. Lord, have mercy and forgive us as we wander here and there. Keep us on track and continue to lead us and your flock in the ways that last forever. We ask these things in the wonderful name of Jesus, the Great Shepherd. Amen.
Amen.
By way of assuring our pardon, Jesus, the Great Shepherd, has laid down his life for us so that we might be saved. Thanks be to God. A few thoughts this morning on the image of shepherd. Before I get to that, though, it's interesting, during this time of lockdown and everyone being very concerned about the COVID pandemic, we get a chance to learn some things about ourselves. And I've discovered that three of my favorite things are going to restaurants, shopping in non-essential stores, and touching my face. I don't know, it's been a tough learning. Folks, when I was growing up, I remember being told as a child that God was watching. After all, God was a heavenly parent. And God being God and all, God could see really everything that I did, not only what I did, but what I thought and what was in my heart. Now, sometimes for a child, that's not a real positive thing, because the overt implication was that God, who was watching, was waiting for me to mess up. Which I came to realize later in life was another way of saying that when I was doing something my parents told me not to do. While my parents might not be able to see me, sure enough, the Almighty would. and one never knew what the Almighty might visit upon me. Perhaps that's a child's version of having the fear of God in you. Indeed, it is true that God, as plenty of places in the Bible suggest, is watching over us. And sometimes I am sure that God gets a tad tired of all the nonsense that he sees as he does watch over us. The hurts, the lies, the lack of forgiveness, wars between people and nations, greed, crimes of hate, the list is a long one to be sure. But one of the most frequent and fuller images of God, a God who watches over us, is that God watches over us as a caring shepherd, which is a wonderful image as we are in lockdown in the grips of this pandemic. Jesus, who is the best and truest human expression of God, saw himself as a shepherd as well. He, on one occasion, when he saw a number of people, as is recorded in Mark chapter 6, looked upon them, his heart broke, because they were like sheep with no shepherd. and he went right to work teaching them. Now, my hunch is, if we're all honest, this resonates a little bit with us. We, from time to time, feel like sheep, kind of lost, not knowing which way forward. And that may be because we're living too close to the line. We're watching a loved one destroy themselves with bad decisions. Perhaps we're in the workplace, have an amateur sociopath that we try to work with. We find ourselves navigating through a maze of family-filled dysfunctions, as we do when the doctor gives us unwelcome news. I can't help but wonder how hurt and lonely people are now who grieve the loss of loved ones randomly killed in Nova Scotia. We're all likely to sense the need for someone to shepherd us along as we read yet another COVID headline about second and third waves of this virus. Sometimes feeling lost comes all too easily. And at moments like that, it certainly is something I've learned to appreciate, that there is someone watching over us, a shepherd, which is what the 23rd Psalm affirms. The Lord is my shepherd. It's what Jesus, who is God in the flesh, affirmed. In our reading from John 10, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep, they know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I give up my life for the sheep. We're never alone, friends. Someone does watch over us, the shepherd. Just consider very, very briefly a few things this means. Flows out of the image of God as a shepherd. And a good starting place is for us to remember that shepherds care for sheep normally in flocks. Jesus said, they will listen to my voice, and there will be one flock and one shepherd. And that's why God gives us the church. The church is our flock, so to speak. Sheep instinctively know that there is strength in numbers. Sheep prevail through community-based survival. Now, it is true in community that one sick sheep can make other sheep sick. One bleeding lamb certainly can disturb the rest. Happens all the times. But the benefits outweigh the risks. God knows we need to be part of the church. He knows that each of us are safer together than we are apart. At the same time, God knows us individually. Jesus knows all of his flock by name. He knows when Lambert wants to romp, when Willie is sick, when Nan's about to give birth, when Stormy's up to no good, and when Butthead is causing problems. A good shepherd knows us through and through. He knows our needs. He knows our personalities. He loves us, even as he knows our weaknesses, even when we wander off in the wrong direction. Being a part of the flock feels a bit different in this pandemic. Let's always remember, the shepherd looks after the flock. He looks after all of us. Which brings me to a second point. Shepherds frequently lead the flock from behind. You see, a good shepherd follows the flock because predators are more likely to take the young and the sick who fall behind. So to protect all, the shepherd is behind them. When the shepherd's behind them, that means that they can't always clearly see the shepherd in front of them. And you know, that's true of our shepherd. We sometimes would like to see Jesus out front, a powerful presence, mighty staff in hand, pointing the way. That doesn't always happen that way. So it's easy for us to become confused, and sometimes we suspect because we can't see the shepherd doesn't care for us. Things are a bit tentative. The truth is, even when we're feeling tentative, even if we can't see the shepherd's watching over us. And from his vantage point and perspective, he sees everything. So when we can't see the shepherd, it's not obvious. Remember, the shepherd is there, guiding us nonetheless. The third thing that is helpful to remember is that sheep do go astray and get lost. It's just part of being a sheep. Can end up in dangerous spots. I've been told that in the highlands of Scotland, sheep will jump down 10 feet or so to get a fresh patch of grass. But when they get down there, they're stuck. They can't get back up. Shepherd hears their panicked bleating, but often doesn't intervene right away. Rather, they wait for the sheep to become somewhat tired. Then down on a rope they go to rescue the sheep from the dead end place they jumped to. The reason I believe is that if the shepherd went earlier and the animal was panicking, the chances are greater for it to plunge over the precipice. Sometimes we might wonder about the timing of our God, the Good Shepherd. Why is the Lord leaving us here hanging on, struggling to find our own way out of a predicament? But it's often only after we have exhausted all our own options that we are open to God's grace. It's usually when we give up trying to save ourselves that we are then open to God saving us. Here's my final observation. There are many voices wanting us to listen and to follow, but there's only one shepherd to really trust. The Bible calls Jesus the Good Shepherd. Why? Because he cares so much, he willingly gives his life for us. Listen to what Jesus says. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. When the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. That's because he isn't the shepherd. The sheep aren't really his. So the wolf attacks the sheep and scatters them. He's only a hired hand, and the sheep don't matter to him. Jesus gives up his life. He doesn't run. He's our heavenly shepherd who cares us and loves so much for us. Isn't that incredible? Friends, we are blessed beyond measure to be sheep in the flock of the Good Shepherd. We sometimes can't see the shepherd. The Good Shepherd always sees us. And the shepherd's timing in meeting our real needs is always perfect. And so, as the psalmist proclaims, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen, and thanks be to God.